Why is the Buddha referred to in the present tense in the chants? Is it because we're referring to the present potential within us? Yeah, that's an interesting observation, because that's when we take the Buddha as refuge, we're not, say the Buddha is a, part of the refuge is historical, but that's history. But it's the Buddha principle, the principle of awakening, the principle of being the one who knows, that we take as a refuge, so that in the chants it's not looking to a historical Buddha, but looking to the Buddha as a presence and potential within us at any time that we draw close to the Ajahn Chah used to emphasize that a lot, that when we take refuge and when we reflect on the Buddha, this is something that we're doing in our hearts and learning how to nourish that quality of awakening, of enlightenment within us.